Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Over the next few days, we will walk through the Mass step by step. Now every Mass begins with the sign of the cross, and we make it so often, before meals, before we pray, sometimes even on the athletic field, that it can become routine. We do it without thinking, and we rarely stop and ask, why do we begin every prayer with this sign? When we make the sign of the cross, we declare our belief in the Trinity. With this little sign, we're saying, I believe God is three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, and that this is the most important reality of our faith. And when we make the sign of the cross, we profess that Jesus saved us by his death and resurrection. And with the sign of the cross, we proclaim our identity. I am a Christian, an adopted son or daughter of God. That's who I am. No one can take that away from me. And by the sign of the cross, we dedicate our day to the glory of God and place ourselves under his protection and guidance. So it's the most fitting way to begin Mass. The next time we make the sign of the cross, will it be more than just a gesture? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. After the sign of the cross, the priest greets us with words from St. Paul, such as, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." And we reply, "And with your spirit." At first, that response seems kind of odd, like some kind of old English, but it carries a profound meaning. In the Mass, Christ's sacrifice is not just remembered. By the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes present. What happened on Calvary is made real here and now, so that what took place in Jesus can take place in us. The Catechism explains, in the Eucharist, the Church is, as it were, at the foot of the cross with Mary, united with the offering and intercession of Christ. On the cross, Jesus was both the high priest who offered the sacrifice and the lamb who was slain. In every Mass, he remains both priest and victim. The ordained priest is the visible sign of Jesus. And with our response, and with your spirit, we're not just answering politely. We're acknowledging that Christ himself is at work through the priest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation, to prepare the apostles to enter the first Mass, Jesus cleansed their souls by the outward sign of washing their feet. Likewise, we need to be cleansed of our venial sins to be prepared to enter into Calvary, made present in the Mass, and receive God Himself in the Eucharist. So the priest invites us, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. And we pray, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And immediately, Christ forgives our venial sin, as the priest says, May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. And we accept this forgiveness, saying, Amen. So right here, at the beginning of Mass, Jesus forgives our smaller daily venial sins. Now this doesn't replace the sacrament of reconciliation, which we still need for grave or serious sin. But right here, the Lord gives us a fresh start. Saint Ambrose put it beautifully, because I always sin, I should always have a remedy. The remedy is the heavenly and venerable sacrifice of the Mass. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke, 10 lepers stood at a distance, lifted up their voice, and cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Our sin is like spiritual leprosy. And so we take up their words, saying three times in the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. All 10 lepers were healed, but only one came back to give thanks. Jesus has just forgiven us of our venial sins. So the best thing to do next, wouldn't it be to thank him in the Gloria, as we say? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Do you know where the first line of the Gloria comes from? Christmas. At the first Christmas, the shepherds were surrounded by a multitude of angels who were singing, Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. In the Mass, heaven and earth are joined together, and we are united with the angels and saints and all our friends and loved ones, praising God as we sing the Gloria. So, when we lift our voices in the Gloria, it's not just reciting words on a page. It's our chance to join the liturgy going on in heaven always. The question is, will we be like the one leper who returned to give thanks? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. After the Gloria comes the Collect, the short opening prayer that sums up the meaning of this Mass and asks God to grant us the specific grace of that mystery so that it may take effect in our lives. Let's take, for example, the Collect for the Mass at Christmas. O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and still more wonderfully restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. So from the sign of the cross to this prayer, the Collect, the Church is doing something profound. We have declared who God is and who we are in Him. We've confessed our sins and received forgiveness. We've joined the heavenly liturgy, praising God's glory. And in this prayer, the Collect, all our thoughts and prayers, scattered in 100 directions when we walked in, are drawn together and offered to God through the priest. And the Church calls this part of the Mass the introductory rites, but they're not a warm-up. They are a spiritual reorientation, gathering us from the distractions and burdens of daily life into the one great act of worship that spans heaven and earth. Having been forgiven, united, and focused, we're now ready to hear the living Word of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts as we launch into the first part of the Mass?
I had never connected that point with the lepers. And I think it's so interesting because I remember especially hearing that as a kid growing up. And you always imagine yourself to be the leper that returns. Or I was like, well, obviously, that's the right thing to do. We've learned the lesson, so go. Of course, I would always go back to thank God. But practically speaking, with the gifts he's given me and all of the ways in which he's answered my prayers and given me even more than I've ever asked or expected, do I always first thing go back and thank him, or do I go about my business and then at the very end, when I think I have some extra time and I might as well, sometimes I'll go to a daily mass, or I'll say an extra rosary, or I'll do something. But it's really good to start seeing yourself as the other lepers and be like, would I really thank Jesus? Do I really thank Jesus when he's waiting right there?
Well, and let's be realistic about the other nine. Imagine how much they had to do. They've been stripped of everything in their life, and now all of a sudden they're healed. So imagine they're going to want to get back to their families. They're going to want to see if their home is still intact. They've probably been away from spouses and children and parents, and there's just so much to get done. So you can't blame them. I mean, you can understand that they had too much to do, but yet we're the same. And Eucharist means thanksgiving. It's the greatest way to thank God. And right there it is, right at our disposal. 30 minutes. Daily Mass is 30 minutes, most time 25 minutes. And we can receive forgiveness and offer God the thanks that's due him. And I don't know about you, because you're not a parent yet, but as a parent, I'm way more likely to give a kid more if they're grateful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're not being mercenaries with God, but it's a far better place to always be thanking him, because we know we're going to be asking a lot.
Absolutely. And it's just such a joy you share with them. As I've probably said before, much more than I enjoy a donut, I enjoy Elliot's reaction when I give him a donut.
Yes.
I'd buy a billion donuts to see that a billion times.
I love when he gets so excited, he does this little dance and skip and hop.
Oh.
That's the way we should be about Mass.
Yeah. That excited. In the sense that even in the story of the lepers, I see the point you're making, but it's a bit ironic in the sense that at that point, they'd likely spend a good part of their lives in this condition, or at least months, years. And what's an extra 30 minutes to go back, walk back, thank him, and then go see your family? Because those 30 minutes won't make a difference, but it's our impatience. And we should really, really. It's impatience isn't just the biggest problem, because we should be impatient to get to Mass. We should be impatient to go see God. We should be impatient to be grateful.
This over these next few days, as we're walking through the Mass step by step, it's just a time to maybe become aware for the first time of some of these specific parts, to appreciate them more fully, but really to be amazed by the Mass and let God draw us into this great event.
It's good to remember that that has to be fostered.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.